Razorback Sucker. The Razorback Sucker, Xyrocon texanus, was federally listed as an endangered species in 1991. It is a large mainstream catastomid that ranged widely through the Colorado River Basin in pre-dam time. This species grows to more than 2 feet in length and may live more than 40 years. Adult Razorback Sucker bear a pronounced dorsal keel. Like humpback chub, this sucker's dorsal keel has been believed to stabilize navigation in swift, turbulent waters, but experimental studies failed to show such a benefit and suggest that the elevated dorsal keel reduced the likelihood of predation by Colorado pike minnow. Razorback suckers feed on biofilm, detritus, and associated aquatic invertebrates on firm benthic surfaces. The sucker's life history studies in upper Colorado River Basin revealed that spawning occurs in April and May over sand and gravel substrates in waters ranging from 50 to 64 degrees Fahrenheit. Males establish breeding territories in shallow water and defend their breeding areas with downward eye rolls, which flash ultraviolet light. Females are attended by 2 to 12 males and deposit 24,000 to 76,000 eggs per year, which adhere to pea gravels on the stream floor. Eggs will not hatch in water less than 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Radio tagging studies show that razorback suckers prefer flat water reaches of rivers. Razorback in the Colorado River were larger than those in the Yampa Green drainage, presumably because of warmer water temperatures in the mainstream Colorado River. Razorback suckers were reported from the lower Paria River in pre-dam time, but the last known individual from Central Grand Canyon was captured in the early 1980s near the Little Colorado River confluence. Population declines have been attributed to reproduction failure due to impoundment-related water temperature changes and predation by non-native fish species. Even though razorback sucker is easily propagated and is consistently nominated as the top candidate for recovery, more than 25 years of symposia and discussions about that topic have failed to result in its reintroduction into Grand Canyon. Old, large individuals still exist in Lakes Mojave and Mead, and efforts to electrofish in 2012 in the lowermost Grand Canyon revealed a few razorback sucker below mile 240 in Grand Canyon. However, natural reproduction remains low to non-existent.